So, I swear this isn't because I took a vacation. I've actually been thinking about it for a pretty long while now, but really the only reason it took me this long to finally make the decision is because of my own goddamn stubbornness. But I think I am going to be putting several tangents on a hiatus of indefinite length. There were many reasons for this. The first and foremost being that this podcast just isn't really what I had intended it to be anymore. If you've been listening from the beginning, then you'll know that this podcast started out with two hosts, and the whole point of it was that it was just a conversation between the two of us. You know, we were sharing our experiences, our thoughts, our stories, but due to life circumstances, the show became a single host podcast. And even though I had hopes that I could maybe get other friends to come on, or also my nose is stuffed because of allergies, so that's why I sound a little bit nasally. But yeah, I wanted to maybe get some other friends on, or maybe reach out to other podcasters or creators. There were a couple barriers to that, one of them being the COVID-19 pandemic, which made it kind of irresponsible to meet up with other people to record. And remote recording, I'm not a huge fan of it because half the time the sound ends up being very garbled, and it's kind of important to be able to hear what we're saying. And even though sound quality obviously isn't the biggest priority in this podcast, I still wanted people to at least hear what we were saying. And I've had a couple experiences trying to record remotely, and the sound just wasn't to my satisfaction, so I didn't really want to do that. As for reaching out for other podcast hosts and creators, I just couldn't get over that awkwardness. I couldn't get over that. It's not really social anxiety, but especially because I don't necessarily know these other creators as well on a personal level. Like, I don't think I have good interviewing skills. That's not something I've ever developed or thought I needed to develop. And it would just seem awkward. And also, there's not a huge listenership on Several Tangents, so I felt especially awkward being like, hey, probably bigger show than mine. Want to hop onto this tiny show for a bit and talk about random stuff? So, yeah, that never really worked out much. And as for solo episodes, I never really liked them. I never really thought that they were quite as on par as episodes that I was able to record with someone else because there's just better flow and better energy when you're talking to someone who is responding to you like in real time. And when I do solo episodes, I just tend to feel like I'm preaching or ranting, and it turns into something that tends to be more negative rather than open or vulnerable or like even funny. Because, like most people, my ability to make jokes is often in reaction to someone else. So when there's no one else talking to me, I can't really be funny. I'm not a stand-up comedian. I'm not a comedian, period. And sometimes I think that bit of levity does help with someone's enjoyment of a podcast. So yeah, it just became this thing that I wasn't entirely happy with. And I know shortly after Tally had left the podcast, she did say, you know, she's going to come back in the summer. And obviously that didn't happen. And it wasn't because of the pandemic. It's just personal stuff that I'm not going to get into at all. But unfortunately, that just never happened. And all of my other friends live far away. I mean, Dylan has moved across the country. So that's a bit difficult, especially because he is actually in a different time zone. And his work schedule is even worse than my work schedule. So that can't be a thing. And like all of my other friends, we live kind of far from each other. We all work at hospitals, so our schedules are really hard to coordinate. And because we live so far from each other, it doesn't seem fair for one person to drive to the other person, especially, you know, since the pandemic is still an ongoing thing. And even though we have seen each other and we have visited each other, I think just for our family's sake, like, we're kind of keeping everyone outside of the house, like in the backyard and stuff. So, yeah, it just didn't work out. And honestly, to be completely frank, podcasting is a lot of work. Obviously, for an indie podcast that doesn't hold itself up to a high level of professionalism, there's maybe less production work going into editing and creating several tangents as other podcasts, especially because this is supposed to be like conversational, so I don't have to do additional research usually. But it is still work. I still have to think of a topic to talk about, first of all, a topic that I feel engaged with enough to go on for like half an hour or however long the episode's going to be. And sometimes I have to make the notes to make sure I stay mostly on track, even though obviously this is several tangents, so tangents sneak in. And of course, editing and putting it out there, and I'm very bad at promoting the podcast, so there's that too. And just the amount of listeners that I have on this podcast doesn't really justify the amount of work that I'm putting into it, which sounds shitty, but it's true. And of course, I appreciate everyone who has listened, is somehow still listening. But, you know, that's how these things work. This is a passion project that I'm not making any money from. And even though, you know, it's not necessarily healthy to seek validation from external sources, it is something that is being created and put out in public for other people to enjoy. And if there's not that many people who are enjoying it, then nah. And of course, I do have my other podcast, Forensic Friends, which is much more, I wouldn't say much more structured, but it has more of a structure to it. And I've got Natalie on there, so we're back and forthing. That's not a real word, it is now. And that podcast does require more work because the episodes, firstly, tend to be much longer. And secondly, we do have to put actual research into the episodes. So that's taking up more time, and yeah, unfortunately, several tangents just isn't working out. I don't know if we'll ever come back, you know, if life decides to throw a co-host at me and life just works out that I could manage another podcast like that, then maybe we'll return. But it is goodbye, I guess. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the support. Thanks for just hanging around this weirdo who wants to talk about random shit and can't seem to stay on track. Bye.